Hey, thank you, Siobhan. I very much appreciate it. Thanks for everybody to come for coming out. I do want to say, Siobhan, tremendous job. I mean, I think this is a reflection of the excellent job that you've done, as well as the volunteers. I appreciate everybody for coming out. I appreciate everybody for wanting to be a part of the Westside Community Center, which again has been part of this community for over 80 years. Kudos. So thank you very much. But yeah, I'm proud to serve on this board. I'm proud to serve with Richard Mitchell, with John Jenkins, with Mike Washington. The Reverend Paul had to step away briefly, and but I'm like I said, I'm honored to be part of the Westside Community Center. I'm honored to be part of this board. And again, kudos. Very well done. I appreciate everyone for coming out. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So, to keep myself on track. But no, I am super, super, super excited to be here. And I do want to share just a little bit of the vision of where the Westside Community Center is going. But before I do that, I just want, if there's any of our volunteers that are in this room, for those of you who don't know, I was voted in as the executive director about 2.5-3 weeks ago. I received the keys on a Friday. We had a meeting on Tuesday to plan this event, and you all are part of everything that we've done in the last 2.5 weeks. So if there's any volunteers in here, I just want to say thank you so much. I mean, from we had people that came in to move things off the stage, like rearranging things, cleaning things, disinfecting things, painting things, everything you can imagine. We've had a ton of people in this room helping in every single capacity. And so it's just a testament just to the Westside Community Center, the legacy that it has, and it's just really a testament to that. So I just want to say to each and every one of the volunteers, thank you so, so, so very much. But we are here to celebrate the Juneteenth and grand reopening of the Westside Community Center. I'm super excited about that. I know all day I've been hearing from people that range from their teens up until their 70s that have been a part of this community center. I know my mom gets mad when I mention her age, so I will not say that, but I will say she's of the latter number, and she had her first job at the Westside Community Center when she was a teenager, which is so exciting because this was my first job as well, was at the Westside Community Center, right here in this room, corralling children around, so I'm super excited about that. But I got started at that building right behind us, which is now the Senior Center, taking tap and ballet and dance and doing soap carving. My very first scholarship to college was from the Westside Community Center. And you would have thought that I got a full ride because I was so thankful. But I was extremely proud and excited that the community came together to support me and to send me to school. And those are the types of things that I want to be able to do for us to be able to do for our community as a whole as well. But for those who do not know, the Westside was on the verge of closing, and I came in and just presented a plan, but it's not even about me. It really is a testament to this building and the legacy that it has and the members of this community, because people stepped in and they stepped up and they have done a tremendous job all day long. I've had people that have been wanting to volunteer, from certified teachers and mental health professionals to people who do entrepreneurship in our building downtown, want to come and be a part of what is happening at Westside Community Center. And I'm extremely, extremely excited about that. But I just want to let you all know about some programs that we're going to have here at the Westside. I really am going to try to keep it short, so someone just like do fingers or something if I start talking too much because I will get super excited. But for those of you who know, we have a computer lab back there. It's called the Schmoltz Technology Lab. And so one of the things that we have for our kids here is we have something called CASH, which is a community advanced study hall. And so this is a great program for kids for after school. We have certified teachers that come in, help our students, but we are reimagining that to more than just an after school study lab. We're adding, 3D printers to that. We have language immersion classes that we're gonna do in here with the Cherokee Nation. We're gonna be teaching Spanish here as well. My mother-in-law is somewhere, she's not in here. But I'm so excited because my mother-in-law is here. She does not speak English. And so I'm super excited that we had someone to volunteer that actually wants to come in and teach English as a second language as well. So if I can corral her up here, then we're all gonna be so much better with that. But I just wanted to let you all know about CASH. We also have We Prosper. Is there anyone in here that is a alumni of We Prosper? Yes! So for those of you who do not know, there is an app, there's a work program called We Prosper. And so throughout the school year, students come in and they are learning everything from business ethics to etiquette. They get to really gain real world experience as far as the workforce. And so one of the things that I'm so excited about that, like I said, that's where I got my first job at. Actually, my first job was at the city. Let me not lie to you all. So I thought that I wanted to go work downtown. I wanted to wear a suit coat. I wanted to have high heels on. And I took that job and I was like, Lord Jesus, this is not the vision for my life. So that lasted one whole summer. And then I came back and worked with kids and I felt like I had found my calling in life from doing that. But had it not been for We Prosper, I would not have known that. I would not have been able to get around a bunch of people who saw potential in me and saw things in me and wanted to pull that out. And because of what the center did for me, that is what we want to do for your children. That is what we want to do for your grandchildren. That is what we want to do for the kids of this community. We're able to recognize things in them, show them their untapped potential, and we don't know what they have the potential to become. And so one of the things I'm so excited about with We Prosper is that we have so many business owners that have been coming in and want to meet with us to let us know what their business has to offer so that we can extend even more opportunities to our kids. So it's not just even just corporate America, but we're talking about trades that kids can learn. We're talking about anything from graphic design to, we have professional podcasters that want to talk. We have so many great things that we want to be able to expose our kids to, because my motto is, the more we expose them to, the more that we have the potential to realize what is actually in them. And so I believe, I don't know if you've been around some of these kids, but these kids have talents and skills and potential that we haven't even begun to tap into. There's one of our kids outside, he's 6 years old, 6 or 7 years old, was in here about a week and a half ago. Sit down at that computer right there. He was just watching me to see what I was gonna say. And I said, well, hey buddy, you know, you wanna play? You can definitely sit there and play something. So he didn't wanna play with me in here, but I told him, I said, well, you know, come get me in about 20 minutes and then let me know what you did. He came in about 30 minutes and he wrote a song. He had the name of the song. He had a tune, he had rhythm, 7 years old. And that is one of those things that had there been anywhere else, you would have, get off that piano. That's not a toy, don't play with that. What did we realize with him? He has a talent. He has a gift. He will be here in July for Summer Fine Arts so that we can realize that potential, because we don't know if that's the next Mozart. We don't know if that's the next person that's going to be a Grammy Award winner right here from Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And those are the types of things that we want our kids to have access to be able to really realize and draw on their skills and draw on their potential. So I will stop with that because I can go into that forever. But one of the most exciting things that I am really happy to tell you about is that we're bringing back Summer Fine Arts in July. So kudos to that. It won't be a really long program because, as I said, I've been here for like a whole 2.5 weeks, but we're going to get started with as much as we can for Summer Fine Arts. And so I know most of you in this room, you have been impacted by Summer Fine Arts in some form or fashion, and that is one of the programs that we're going to bring back, but also we're adding a little aspect to it. So not only are we gonna do the arts and we're gonna do the drawing and the dance and the poetry, we're also adding another component to it. And so we're gonna begin to teach these kids entrepreneurship at a very, very early age. So we have kids as young as like 8 years old that are gonna be in that class. And so we have some local business owners that have decided that they wanna step up and be a part of that. And we're gonna teach them every aspect of business. And so at the end of July, you all are gonna see a ton of information and a ton of marketing. I want you to come out, because where you see all these bouncy houses and you see these tents and bubbles and all the fun stuff out there is going to be these kids produce, like presenting to you what their product is. So whether that is cotton candy or whether it's a paint or it is snow cones, you're going to be able to see our youngest entrepreneurs, and we want to be able to support them and realize what their potential is as well. So I'm excited about that. So in the next week, you will start seeing a lot of things about Summer Fine Arts. Just want to get you all prepared for that. But another initiative that I'm excited about, and the reason I'm telling you all about these initiatives is so that you're aware of what's happening here, and if there's anything that you know that you have a gift or you have a talent or you would like to volunteer on, you kind of have an idea of some things that we have going on. But we have a program that I'm super excited about called Peace Pioneers. And so I'm big on communication. I believe communication is extremely important. So this is a program where we're actually teaching kids proper communication skills. We're teaching them conflict resolution. We all know that young people have a way with words that do not always make us happy. We don't always want to hear their words. And so some kids have little smart mouths, but we have a way of taking what is in them and reimagining it and showing it for something good. So we had a young girl that was just saying lots of stuff, but what I told her is, we're going to put you in debate. Have you ever been in debate? Because you just like to argue. Doesn't matter what anyone says to you, you like to argue. That's not going to work for you at home, but it may work for you here. And before you know it, we might have another attorney on our hands out of that child. So those are some of the things that we want to do with Peace Pioneers. We're actually going to teach, like I said, the conflict resolution. We're going to teach them communication skills. And also, it's also going to be a component where we're teaching them, I just went completely blank when I said that, but self-defense classes, because we want to teach them how to represent themselves, how to speak, how to do things in a proper way. And I know many of us adults, there's many adults who do not know how to communicate properly. There are many adults who do not have conflict resolution. And so if you would like to have a class on that, we would love for you to come too, because you're never too old to start learning. But the last, one of the last programs that I just want to let you know that we're going to also have is Pillars of Progress. And so I truly believe that the men are the cornerstone of their pillars of our community. And so we can complain about what isn't, or we can create something to help make what needs to be. I am not a complainer. I believe in creating solutions. And so one of the things that I love about Pillars of Progress is that we have some mental health professionals that are going to step in. We have some business leaders in the community that are going to step in as far as how to communicate properly. If you need that support system, it's really hard for men to find a lot of the support that they need. A lot of times when you go places, you see women everywhere. Women have no problem talking. Women have no problem communicating. Women have no problem letting you know what's going on. It's a little bit harder for men. And so when we get some men in here that are able to bond with other men, and they're able to talk to someone, they're able to see how a father is supposed to be, they're able to see how a brother is supposed to be, they're able to see how friends are supposed to communicate, that is going to be something that is going to impact our community in a way that I don't even think I'm prepared for. But I'm excited about that, because also there is, it's just really having a program with resources to provide men for additional tools to put inside their toolkit to handle things. I'm not a man, but many of you know I'm a daddy's girl. My brother's back there, and they are my world. Like, they can, I don't want to say they can't do no wrong, because I don't know about all that. Mr. Sears may have another story about Tremont that I'm not going to share right now, but I won't say they can't do any wrong. But no, I truly believe that there is a burden that men carry, being a man, being a husband, being a father, being a brother, being the head of household, that many of us women will never fully understand. And so making sure that you all have the resources that you need to continue being the leaders that we need, because we also have a lot of young men that are going to be coming in and out of these doors who do not have fathers. They don't know how to tie a tie. They don't know how to make friends with anyone. They don't know just basic, simple things. And as a woman, yes, I can show them some things, but it's so much better if they see that model from men. And so I know just from our board of directors are all men, but I think they're great. I know many of you have been in our meetings. I'm always like, and then David did this, and John did this, and Richard did this, and Mike did this, and Earl. Like, I'm so excited about that. So just having even that leadership from our board of directors and have that flowing down. But I definitely want to make sure that we are able to have that representation and model for men and what it is that we want them to be. So I just wanted to tell you all about that. But another note is, we are open for membership. I don't know if you all know that, but we are open for membership. And if you didn't hear it the first few times, we are open for membership. So many people have had memberships over the years, but they couldn't tell you what they got for their membership. They just really didn't know. And there is a reason for it. We have many benefits that we're going to have for our adult members as well, because I know for many people, they see the Westside Community Center as an after-school program. Yes, it is, and we have programs for adults, and we have programs for teens, and we have programs for seniors as well.
So with your membership, you're going to have access to workshops. You're going to have access to seminars. We're going to have game nights. We're going to have movie nights. We're going to have day trips. We're going to have tons of events that are going to be here in this room for you as well. So you have people that are wanting to know about entrepreneurship. They're wanting to buy homes. They're wanting to purchase cars. They want to know about investing. These are things that we're going to have. And if you haven't already, I encourage you to walk around and take a look at the building if you haven't been into the Small Technology Lab, because a lot of things are going to take place in there. I know that we're going to be teaming up this fall with Ollie. Does anyone know what Ollie is? Has anyone heard of it? Okay, I see some head shaking. That's what I love, because most people give me a blank stare. So it is a OSHRA Lifelong Learning Institute. And so it is a place where adults can come and learn gardening, and you can learn cooking, and you can learn all these great, wonderful things so that you can continue learning. So even if you are a senior, because you need to keep your brain active. We all need to keep our brain active, but we're going to have classes in here, art classes, a ton of different things for you, because like I said, we want you to understand that there is so much more that you can do other than just an after-school program. So we definitely want you to come out and learn about all the things that we have for your membership as well. And also, one of the things I'm really excited about is this wonderful stage that you see here. This is going to be turned into a stage with some live music on some evenings, where we'll have evenings out here if you want to have a date night or if you just want to come by yourself. So we'll be able to have some music that we're going to have in the evenings. You can just kind of come out, just stay in Bartlesville for most of the time. People feel like they have to go to Tulsa for a lot of stuff, and as great as Tulsa is, we have a lot of great things here as well. So we just really want to get the community involved. But the last thing that I will say, and I have so many more things I want to say, but I'm trying to keep it short. But the one of the last things I want to say is we want the community to get involved in everything that we're doing. And so on a monthly basis, we're going to have community meetings. And I want to see your faces in here. I want to hear what you want. What do you want to see? What do you want to hear? What would you like to be involved in? What would make your membership worth having here at the Westside Community Center? Because when you come to these meetings, you can share this information with us. And we're not just going to hear what you say and it's going to go in a notebook and we never open it up again. No, you're going to see those things put on the community calendar. You're going to see those programs happening. You're going to see those initiatives taking place. So we want you to get involved. And speaking of getting involved, I know that we heard our board president talk about our board. We have openings for our board. So there's so many of you that are eager to meet with me because you have ideas and you have creativity and you want to make connections and you have these different skill sets. And I invite you to definitely come in. Even if you want to just stop by and talk to me, I'm here every day from like 9 to 5. I say that. I'm saying 5 because I need to leave at 5 o'clock, but I'm here every day from 9 to at least 5 o'clock. I would love for you to come in so I can share with you what it takes to be a board member. What are some things that you would like to do? What are some things that you would like to see? How would you like to get involved? But I want to open that up to you all as well, because we need that help. We need your guidance. We need your input. We need your connections here at the Westside Community Center as well, because the more we come together for things like this, the greater this is, the impact it's gonna have in our community. And so like I said, we've been known as an after-school program for kids, but we are Bartlesville's multicultural hub and resource center. That's what we are. We're not just a place for the West Side, we're located on the West Side, but we are for the city of Bartlesville. So this isn't just this neighborhood or this side of town or for these specific people. We are the multicultural hub of Bartlesville. When you think of when you think of culture, when you think of excitement, when you think of events, I want the Westside Community Center to be on your lips and come out of your mouth, because you're gonna have so much stuff here. I know people are excited, like everywhere I look, I see Westside Community Center. I was like, great, because that's just a glimpse of what's gonna be every day. Like, we're gonna have so much stuff happening all the time. And I know last week some of you heard us on the radio, or was that this week? You know, I feel like this week it's been a lot happening. So that was like Wednesday. Okay, so Wednesday of this week, we were on the radio and we had two of our newest members. We had a 10-year-old and a 15-year-old on the radio with us. And I don't know if you've ever been to a radio station with two kids who've never been there, but it was like the most exciting things, because their eyes were wide and their mouths were open, and it was just a great thing. But we are going to have a regular spot on the radio as well, to be able to keep you informed on what's happening. We want you to, I can't say it enough, I really want you to get involved. If you have an idea, talk to me. If you have an initiative, talk to me. If you have a problem, talk to me.
I am a person that I'm always open to meet with you. I want to hear what you have to say, not just good things. Even if you see something that you think is wrong, if you see something that you think we can do different, if you see something that you think we should be doing that we're not, please come in and talk to me. We can't best serve you if we don't know what you need, and that is what we're here for. We are here to add value to the city of Bartlesville. I cannot stress that enough. That is what we are here for. That is what me and the board, and we work together on. I know they're probably tired of me because I send them all these email updates all along, and if you talk to me like I'm talking now, like everything is long and drawn out, and like you are very well informed on everything that I have to say. We'll just put it that way. But I'm so excited about everything that's going on. I just can't keep it to myself. I feel like every other day I'm just like, new update. So this happened, and we talked to this person, and we went here, and this person's going to do this. But I'm so excited just about everything that the Westside Community Center is doing, where we are going, where we're headed. I can't express it enough. I'm super, super, super excited about that. But I will throw this plea out here to you all. If you have a gift, if you have a talent, if you have a desire to serve in any capacity at Westside Community Center, I have cards out there. You can call up here. You can take my card. You can just come in here at any time and come and visit me. I really, really want to hear from you. And I know that people say that and they don't mean it. I really, really mean it. I have people that, I think earlier this week, like I had to tell my mom, I was like, can you come get the car so I can just have an hour to actually try to do some stuff before someone stops by? Because when my car is out there, people stop by, and if you stop by, I'm gonna talk to you, and you're gonna hear all about the Westside Community Center and all the excitement that I have. Like, I promise you, I think people were stopping for 5 minutes and we talked for 30. But there's just so many great things going on, and I want you all to get involved. I want you all to be a part of it. And like I said, our number one goal, that is where I'm gonna speak on behalf of the board as well, but our number one goal is to add value to this city in every way that we can. So we're not just here to realize the potential in our kids. We're here to realize the potential in our adults. I've had some men that have stopped by this week that want to be that pillar of progress in the community. They want to do things for the men. They want to do things for our teenage boys. They want to work with the troubled kids. We had a young man that stopped in who specifically wants to work with the kids that everyone else has threw away. He said, those are the kids I want to work with. Those are the kids I want to be a part of. I want to talk to them. I want to mentor them. I want to be able to help them realize their potential. So I'm just super excited about everything that is happening here at the Westside Community Center. I know that was long, but that is really like my super, super Cliff Notes condensed version of all the excitement that I have bubbling up on the inside of me. I just want you all to know. So if you want a longer version, feel free to stop by anytime and I will definitely give it to you. But no, that really, it really is a condensed version. My husband's back there, and I swear, every time we go walking in the evening, I'm like, and then this happened, and this person said this, and what do you think about this idea? And he's just like, okay. We walk for like an hour, and I'm constantly talking about the Westside Community Center. I'm talking about the people that I meet, the ideas that I have, the emails that I receive, the support that you are giving me. Like, it is such an exciting thing. And so I really want you all to know that is our goal, is to add value to each and every one of you. But before I even sit down, is there anyone who has like any questions? Like, maybe you're